Today we're talking about what's in, and more to the point, what's not in, the $2 trillion stimulus package passed by federal legislators, the battle for PPE, and Governor Pritzker values rapists over the children they conceive. This is Conservative Talk. I'm Tim Arvey. We finally got a stimulus package passed. Let's skip the formalities and I'll just say it's a mixed bag. It's a compromise, but that's not a bad thing. Now, those of you who know me know that I'm a guy who doesn't compromise. I believe what I believe, and it's very difficult to change my opinion. It's an odd thing, I know. I'm more convinced by my own personal experience rather than second or third hand anecdotal evidence. Crazy, right? But in spite of that, I just said that it wasn't a bad thing that the stimulus package is a compromise. So what gives? What do I mean by that? Well, here's what I mean by that. When the Senate proposed the stimulus package, almost identical to the one finally passed, Democrats, led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, shut it down almost immediately. They said they would create one of their own. They did, and, well, it was horrible. They wanted everything from welfare expansion to the Green New Deal, all in one bill. But here's the thing. They never really expected it to pass. Or I should say that Nancy Pelosi never expected it to pass. I'm sure AOC was devastated. Pelosi's been in this game a long time, though. Her only priority is saving her own skin. She wants to look good to her constituents so she can get reelected. That's all this is to her, a political tool bag. Oddly enough, that's also what she is. But to the point, she expected Republicans to present a counter to her counter. Instead, they did what the Democrats should have done in the first place. They put their political ideologies aside and said, okay. Not to everything, mind you, and that's what we're talking about here. Here are a few things that didn't make it into the final stimulus package that Democrats actually wanted. Again, like I said, no Green New Deal garbage. They threw out the airline emissions thing, so that's a good thing. No pay raises to legislators. Now, according to Mike Boss, there were some allotments for operational expenses for legislators. Things like laptops for their staff to work from home, things like that. But no direct increase in salary. Also, while we're talking about it, Mike also said that legislators, federal legislators at least, are not part of the group getting the stimulus package. For the most part, they're still working, so they aren't really in need of it right now. Okay, so what else? Well, the package also includes a higher increase to unemployment than what was in the original bill, but it's a short-term boost. We're not trying to encourage people to stay unemployed. That was one of the issues that Republicans had with the original desire, was that it would encourage people to stay unemployed because they were actually getting more money than they got from their work. And according to Mike Boss, that is true, but it's only short term. So it's a compromise. Also, Democrats did get their wish for stricter guidelines for how corporate executives can use their federal aid, but the executives did get the federal aid. Businesses are able to stay afloat, which is a good thing. There was talk of assistance for insurance companies, as they are, for the most part, the ones footing the bill for all of this healthcare expense. However, it's really speculative to determine how much money they may lose. After all, we, the insured, are really the ones footing the bill through premiums and deductibles, so they'll likely do what they always do, raise their premiums. Let's be honest, though, they would have done that anyway. Now let's talk about another cost to healthcare, PPE, or personal protective equipment. We're talking about things like masks, gloves, gowns, etc. Almost every day, we hear Governor Pritzker complain about the lack of PPE coming from the federal government to Illinois. What he's not saying is that nearly every state in the union is scrambling for the same stockpile. Keep in mind, this stockpile was never intended to supply PPE to states. It was intended for FEMA use. So when states started asking the federal government for help, it got really chaotic really fast. Since the federal government didn't really have the PPE to give, they started looking for places to buy it, and that's what they're still doing. The problem is, so did state governments. So in some cases, you had the federal government buying PPE out from under state governments so that they could supply it to the state governments. It's a huge mess. So what's the solution to this mess? Well, I think it's pretty straightforward. If states already know where to look for the PPE, then the federal government can take their hands off it. Obviously, this is not what Governor Pritzker wants to hear, but let's cut the rhetoric here. Pritzker doesn't like Trump at all. In fact, call this a you heard here first moment, but I fully expect our fair governor to make a bid for president in the near future. It just seems like that's what he's going for. I really hope it doesn't happen, though. The last thing the Democrats need right now is a candidate who believes in protecting rapists, but not the children they conceive. I'm referring, of course, to the governor's latest press conference, where he said that we should provide as much health care service as is required for incarcerated individuals, including but not limited to respirators and ICU beds. He said that we can't value one life over another. Yeah, that's right. The governor has decided that murderers and rapists should be given ICU beds in hospitals with your grandparents in the next room. What could go wrong? Well, when you combine that with his open and ardent support for abortion up to and including the day of birth, and the argument by even some conservatives that abortion in the case of rape is acceptable, well, the logical conclusion is that we prioritize the life of a rapist over the child that was conceived as a result of that rape. Give that rapist an ICU bed, but let that innocent child die in a horrific manner. Yeah, seems legit. Well, that's all the time we have this week. If you'd like to share your comments, ask questions, or provide any kind of feedback at all, feel free to text me at 708-947-6574. Again, that number is area code 708-947-6574. That's a Google Voice number. It'll go to my phone, but it's through an app, so that's why the weird area code. All these scammers got the 618 area codes, and that's where I am at. So I have a 708-947-6574. I appreciate you being with me this week. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining me.